Welcome to Going Behind the Word, a podcast of the Depores Pages podcasts. You can subscribe to this podcast at thefriar.org or wherever you get your podcast. Intro and exit music is Peaceful by Luca Fraula and is used with permission under the Creative Commons license. Hello and welcome to this edition of Going Behind the Word. For this first Sunday of Lent, you may not know, but every first Sunday of Lent, whether we're in year A of the lectionary or year B or year C, every year we begin with a story of Jesus being tempted in the desert. And it's a rather interesting way to begin because it may pose for you, I know for a while it did for me, why was Jesus tempted at all? And maybe even more specifically important, why was he led by the Spirit into temptation? That seems to be a rather interesting thing. We'll take a look at why that may have been the case. So today, I think what we'll do is look at kind of the way in which Jesus responded to the temptations. I think there's an important lesson for us in that. Then we'll look at an interesting interpretation from Dostoevsky in his book, The Brothers Karamazov, where he gives some rationale for why Jesus was tempted and what the ultimate point was. And then lastly, we'll look at why St. Thomas Aquinas said that Jesus needed to be, that it was fitting for Jesus to be tempted in the desert. So let's take a look at his responses. So Jesus is tempted by three things in terms of the devil. He is tempted to turn stones into bread because he's hungry. He's been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. He's tempted to throw himself off of the temple because God will save him. And he's tempted, lastly, to worship Satan so that he can have all the kingdoms of the earth. There'll be this whole tremendous, wonderful reward of having this total power. So those are the three temptations, and they're not unusual temptations, really. You think of fame and fortune and those types of things, not unusual that we might be tempted to those things. What is interesting is the way that Jesus responds to each temptation. So what he says is not really something that should be surprising to us, but I think we'd miss it in the gospel. We're not really maybe, it's not as obvious as we might see. So what does he say? Every response he gives is scriptural. And in particular, every response he gives comes specifically from the book of Deuteronomy about the law. So the first temptation, he's tempted to turn stones into bread. He responds with Deuteronomy 8:3. Man does not live by bread alone. So here's the verse. So you might know that it is not by bread alone that people live, but by all that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord. So first scriptural response. Then he has the second scriptural response is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test as you did at Massa. So he is being tempted to throw himself off the temple because God will save him. And the devil even uses a scriptural verse to kind of coax him into this area. And then the third scriptural response comes from the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 13. The Lord your God shall you fear, him shall you serve, and by his name you shall swear. These are not unique verses. They show up in other places as well. But I think this very interestingly points to the fact that Jesus lived and breathed the word because he was the word of God. He is the word that speaks this great thing for us. And I think it's important for us to remember that as well, that when we are rooted in the Bible, that becomes a real foundation for us. It becomes a real strength for us when we know the Bible, when we can quote it, when we can think about it, even in our own lives. Now, in the Brothers Karamazov, there is an interesting thing because Dostoevsky interprets the temptation of Jesus. He refuses to receive obedience through miracle, mystery, and authority. That's Dostoevsky's interpretation of this because they're very tempting, right? Jesus does a few miracles. That's very, very tempting. The mystery of life and how that works, the authority, the power that we have been given. And obviously, God has all of these things. Jesus is the divine Son of God, has all of these things. But that's not the way he wants us to worship. He does not want us to be drawn to him in those ways. And we see that very clearly in the Gospel of Mark, where often it is Jesus referencing faith that saves someone. It's the faith in the very person of Jesus. And Dostoevsky makes the point that by rejecting the miracle, the mystery, the authority, that's why Jesus doesn't come down from the cross when he's being mocked. He was tempted to do that, but he did not do that. He did not come down from the cross because he didn't want people to believe simply in some fancy show, but really in the very Lord of glory. And so what he really wants from us is our free decision to follow him in all that we do. Okay, lastly, let's take a look at St. Thomas Aquinas. So St. Thomas Aquinas gives four reasons why it is that it is fitting for Jesus to be tempted. The first is that by being tempted, Jesus strengthens us against temptations. And so that is the first reason that he gives for us why it's fitting for Jesus to be tempted. Secondly, that we might be warned that no one, however holy, may think himself safe or free from temptation. Very important lesson, I think, here. Can we get complacent in our faith? Sure, of course we can. Is it that we can say, well, you know, I do all these wonderful things and of course I'm going to be saved? Well, yes, we could fall into situations that could be really the types of situations that we think we're somehow immune from the temptations of life. Moreover, it's a way of pointing out, says St. Hilary, that the devil primarily wishes to assail those who are sanctified. He wants to overcome more than anything else the holy. And so that is the second reason. The third reason Aquinas gives is to give us an example, to teach us how to overcome the temptations of the devil. And we see that, right? And we mentioned one of them, which is the kind of the foundation in the Word of God. We could say another, and that is close proximity to the sacraments and how important the sacraments are for our salvation and the way in which we can be saved. And then lastly, he says the fourth reason is to fill us with confidence in his mercy. And he references specifically Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. We don't have a high priest who cannot have compassion in our infirmities, but one tempted in all things like as we are, without sin. And so because Jesus underwent this temptation, we can be confident he understands what we go through and that he will forgive us for our sinfulness. Hopefully this has given you a little bit better understanding of the temptation of Jesus in the desert. That's Going Behind the Word for this week. I hope that the readings speak to you, that God is close to you, and that you have a wonderful and holy Lent. God bless you. We'll see you next week.